Hello and good evening, or afternoon, or morning. I don't know what time of day you're listening to this podcast, but I want to officially welcome you to the very first episode of The Bait Escape. This is super exciting for me. I'm really excited to embark on a different journey, a new journey of my visibility as a baiter in the bait community. And I felt that a podcast was a more appropriate platform for me. It's all really new to me, but I feel like it's a really good evolution for things that I want to continue to do as a baiter in my life. So again, thank you so much for showing interest and support for this podcast. I just want to start off by saying a couple of things. This podcast does deal with sexual explicit material, so you've been warned. We will talk about lots of sexy things and use adult language. And also, too, I just want to say that I'm not a mental health professional. I am not a therapist. I do not have a license. I do not have a degree in medicine. All the things that I talk about are simply my own personal experiences in the bait community, as a male, as a gay Latino man living in Los Angeles, and that's all. So please don't take my advice as something you should be applying to your own, unless you find it beneficial. I'm also going to try not to edit these podcasts. I might sound awkward and weird, and I might go on different rants and things of that nature, but I just want to keep it as easy at all as it is for me, because if it just gets more difficult, then I'm just not going to even do this, real talk, because this is supposed to be like an easy hobby outlet for me. So if you want to skip forward some weird, awkward parts, I mean, I promise I'm going to get better at this. This, again, like I said, it's all new to me. And I think with anything, it just things take practice. So those of you who don't know me, my name is Beastly Baiter, or that's the alias that I go by within the bait community. I am on some social medias. I'm definitely on baitworld.com. And if you don't know what Baitworld is, are you really a baiter? I'm kidding. You may be new to here. I'll explain what Bait World is soon. You can also find me on Snapchat and Twitter, all under Beastly Baiter. Yeah, so there you go. More things that I talk about on those platforms, all focusing on masturbation, obviously. Cool. So I started this podcast because I really wanted to have a more personal, personal connection with different baiters around the world. I only recently started becoming really visible with my solo sexuality. I would say February of this year. It's when I first really threw myself into this world. I think up until then, that time I was kind of browsing around in the background, on the sidelines, not really utilizing baitworld.com as a platform to reach out to other people who are other solo sexuals like myself. I just didn't think I could possibly make a connection there. And I was completely wrong. I've met so many, but I've chatted with so many different men around the world, which has been so great for me, and formed some really good relationships, all digital. I have met with other baiters IRL in Los Angeles, which has also been a really fun journey for me. So I'm pretty pleased with my decision to kind of put myself out there. Like I said, this podcast is an evolution of that visibility. And for me, it's an opportunity, again, to connect and build a dialogue and have a conversation about the power of masturbation and frankly, how fucking cool it is. You know, I try to have conversations with others, men, women, people around me about how cool masturbation is, and I don't think anyone truly gets it. I don't know. I don't know what your guys' experiences have been, but I think every time I've ever talked about masturbation as being my sex, people typically view it as this, like, hobby, like this thing to pass the time. And masturbation for me is so not that. It's so much more powerful than what people can perceive it to be. For me, like, masturbation honestly changed my life. It's helped other aspects of my life as well. And that could just be in its own episode. Like, there's so much to talk about masturbation as self-love. I can go on and on about that. But today I wanted to talk about a topic that was actually given to me. So when I launched this podcast, I was super interested in what other men would potentially want me to talk about as it pertains to my own experiences. And one of the questions that I found really interesting was, tell us how you have sex as a baiter, which kind of stumped me because I just didn't really understand the question. To me, masturbation is sex. So if I'm having sex as a baiter, then I'm masturbating. So then I started to think, well, maybe this person wanted me to talk about what it's like having sex as a beta with another individual, like another person. So I'll go into detail about that and talk about my sexual attractiveness to other men. So I identify as gay. I am men-focused. So when I do engage in any kind of sexual act, it's with other men, whether that man is identifies as straight, bisexual, gay, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that the person, is a male baiter. So I think with the person, if I assume correctly, what are the obstacles or what are the challenges of having sex as a baiter with other men? And to me, I think once only masturbation is involved, I think most labels are kind of thrown out the window. Like, there's really no top or bottom label if you're masturbating with someone else. I think for me, what plays more of an important role are people's role types. So whether you're a sub-baiter or whether you're a dominant baiter, those are the things I primarily focus on. Or you're a versatile baiter. So there's, like I said, there's so many different ways of, like, masturbating with someone else, and it really just depends on your preference and in the preference of the other person. So they're a dialogue begins to happen, and you guys kind of negotiate and kind of figure out what those styles could be. And I think what's so great about being a baiter is that we really do tend to go through those conversations before you even meet, or at least I do. I know I use like Bait World and Twitter, and you know, I often get hit up and they're just, people ask me like to come over to bait with them or to bait with them on Skype or on phone. And for me, it's always more interesting to begin to establish a dialogue and conversation, you know, a name, a face, you know, begin to have this personal connection. I don't know. I've been labeled a demisexual many times, which I feel like as I've grown up, I think that, like, name or that that label kind of fits. If you don't know what a demisexual is, a demisexual is someone who can only have a sexual encounter with someone in which they have a strong personal connection with. Which I guess as I get older, that applies more. I know that when I was younger, like in my early 20s, that that didn't apply as much. I was just like hooking up left and right. Because I think at that age, you're just kind of wanting to explore and, you know, trying to get it in wherever you can. It's still recording. Sorry. Okay, cool. Sorry, my computer died and it went black for some reason and I went to bed. Sorry, I was freaking out. Anyway, what was I talking about? In my early 20s, I don't think the term demisexual applied to me. But as I've gotten older, I think it does. And also, too, I think it also has to do with, like, being able to calm my anxiety. I do have a lot of anxiety. I'm an anxious person. So I think being able to have that connection with someone always enhances my beat. So when I do finally meet the person or I do finally talk with them or Skype with them, I'm comfortable because they know what my bait style is like. And I'm able to explore that and share that with someone else. Typically how I find other baiters, again, Bait World is a huge platform for me. But it's not so great mobile. Bait World, if you're listening, I love you, but you're mobile. You should really get on the app. I think it'd be really great for everyone involved. But for me, when I'm more mobile, I usually talk to like people on Scruff or Grindr. So, you know, when I'm traveling around, these apps are on, and this is how I find other men, which is even more difficult because now you're not finding them on Bait World, right? So on Bait World, everyone knows it's a masturbation site. When I'm talking to people on Grindr and Scruff, it's a different story. I think what I find when I engage on these apps is I find more men that are uneducated about what a baiter and what a solosexual is. You know, more often than not, you typically get hit up and they're just like, hey, like looking or, you know, DTF. And I'm just like, yeah, sure, like we can hang out, but I'm not into fucking. And then it's like those like, you know, huh emojis, those like, you know, question marks. They don't know. And then they typically, the next question would be, well, what's a baiter? And then you have to go into this whole spiel and you kind of have to, you know, I love to educate people because I find sex really fun. It's an interesting thing for me. And I love to talk sex about, I love to talk with people about sex. I love to talk to other people about sex topics. I find it really fascinating. So, you know, I typically share this information and then, you know, that kind of changes the thing, you know, kind of changes the messages and they're just like, okay, cool. And then silence. And then, you know, you're on your way and ultimately, you know, like, hey, it wasn't a match because these people are just trying to get it in, which is fine. You know, it's cool if that's your thing. You know, I'd say I've always been a masturbator. I haven't always been a solo sexual, if that makes sense. So I think like right now in my life, I'm very comfortable with the label as solo sexual. I haven't had penetrative sex in a couple of months. So I find that the title now fits me and I'm really comfortable with that. It's just, you know, the challenges of, I guess, no, there's no other word than to just say rejected, because people are wanting to engage in penetrative sex. So I don't have much advice on like trying to engage in sex with other non-baiters. You just have to kind of navigate that avenue yourself and you know, have a conversation if you choose to educate them about what a beta is or not. And then all you can do is that they take the information and then they kind of decide whether or not they wish to explore that with you or not. And I think in the beginning it was really difficult because all you get is rejection, which sucks. You know, rejection hurts. But I think what's really saved me now and what's really helped me to navigate those feelings of rejection is just more masturbation. Because to me, like I've said before, like masturbation to me is self-love. So as you continue to explore, like as I continue to explore my own body, there really isn't a need for someone else to help pleasure me. And I think that's where I am in my life now. And I feel like, you know, being visible on Twitter and Snapchat and like having this podcast is only enhancing my ability of self-love, because now I'm at a comfortable position or a comfortable point in my life where I'm confident about the sex that I'm having. And I'm having really good sex with myself. So it's kind of like this full circle moment for me, which has been really beautiful and scary and exciting and lonely. I think ultimately I'm content with the status of who I am right now. You know, I think it's always a joy and it's always a pleasure to discover someone that either is another, you know, either you find another beta or you find another person that's like interested in the idea of what a beta is, and then you can explore that with them. You know, I've certainly had those encounters, which have always, to me, have always been really pleasurable. Yeah, but sex as a beta, I mean, sex is good. If you're a beta, you're having sex with yourself. If you're a beta and want to have sex with others, then either it's best to find another beta to have sex with, or again, meet someone, educate them, and then be willing to explore and show them the joys of masturbation together. And that's where I am now. And if I have the urge to want to have penetrative sex, I just watch porn. Like right now in my life, like watching penetrative porn satisfies me, rather than actually having the sex myself. I think the last time I had penetrative sex, I don't even remember. I don't think I finished. I think the last couple of times I was having penetrative sex, I never finished. I always came home and then masturbated thinking about the sex that I just had. And I think that's kind of really where it cemented the idea, like, hey, well, there's something going on here that I really should be focusing on. This is trying to tell me something. So I kind of went with this idea, like, hey, why am I not enjoying this penetrative sex with this person? Why am I masturbating after the fact? And that really caused a lot of questions in my mind, which is good, because it's always good to question your sexuality and to kind of, you know, check in with yourself and inquire and learn more about why you're not being fulfilled sexually. It's always good to check in with yourself. You should be the first person to do that with, for sure. Yeah, sex is a beta. Oh, that was good. That was a pretty easy conversation. It went by pretty fast. So it's good. Again, bear with me. This is just like the very first episode. I promise to get better at talking. You know, I definitely have a long list of other topics that people have asked me to talk about. So I will be back with more conversations. Yeah, and I this channel will grow and it'll become something really amazing, and we're going to take this journey together. So again, I want to thank you so much for supporting, for listening, you know, for taking, you know, 20 minutes out of your day to listen to me rant about my sex life. I just, you know, I hope that, you know, you find it entertaining. Perhaps you can relate, you know, perhaps it's informative. I don't know. I just know that it's fun for me, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot more with you and other baiters around the world. So thanks again. Again, my name is Beastly Bater, and you can find me on social under that alias. And I will talk to you on the next episode.